If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I couldn't believe this when I read this. 1/3 of people's cars have names, like a nickname they call it. 855-444-6342. That's the number to call in if your car has a name. 855-444-MEGA is the number if you call your car something other than like Kia. Like, I have never once named my car.
Oh,
my car
really?
Is just
never?
No, I do you like have a formal conversation with it?
I've never owned a car and not named it.
Shut up. Oh, wow. What's your car's
name? I've named every car. So starting from the OG, we have CC. That was my first car. Chevy Cruze, CC.
Okay, so does it have a play on the car? Okay.
Yeah, and then the second car was the Bugatti. Rip the Bugatti. Miss her. And it wasn't a real Bugatti either. It was a Jeep Compass,
we
but
know,
I treated
right?
it like a Bugatti.
Yeah.
And then my current car is the G-Wagon.
Oh, you call it the G-Wagon?
G-Wagon.
So like, you have a clever name, but you don't call it like a person's name. Thank God.
No.
Yeah. Do other people call it like a person's
name? I did at one time.
Really?
Well, after my mom passed, I got her car. So I drove Barb, my mother, for quite some time.
Oh, my God.
But I've had other names of cars. Like, when I was, you know, my first car at 16 was this brown Chevy Impala, which looked like a giant boat. So it was called the boat.
And that's what I drove around. I love that nickname, actually. That's kind of cool.
The first car I owned was a green Geo Storm because it was green like Green Lantern. It was named Hal because of Hal Jordan, the Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
So, yeah, but the current one, no, there's no name because it's just a mode of transportation.
I don't have a name for my car because it just doesn't have a lot of personality. Like, I've had my car for, I don't know, what, like 10 years now?
Phil.
But my sister, Phil.
Yeah.
You, that's
just what came to my mind.
You think it looks like a Phil?
Yeah.
We're going to start calling Amy's cars Phil.
Phil.
Amy and Phil.
That
are,
just came to me. I don't know.
All right. Amy and Phil are lost because Amy, anytime we go anywhere, gets lost.
Yeah, or, Phil doesn't like to help me out.
And Phil can't park for crap.
No.
Yeah, Phil.
My sister, her car's name is Pony, based on the song Pony.
I don't know what your sister's doing in your car, right, but I don't want to know.
Because
that song is very dirty.
Sexual. I thought it was Daddy, but
no,
Pony.
Good, too. Mm.
I thought it was sexual. Damn. AB's sister and her car are freaky.
Yeah.
Does your car have a name? What is it? Is it a formal name like Phil, Philip? Do you have a funny, clever name like Hannah's over here with the G-Wagons? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Give us a call. Does your car have a formal name or a clever nickname? 1/3 of people actually have a nickname for their car. 855-444-MEGA. So the number is 855-444-6342. We want to be formally introduced to your car. Hannah's laughing at these nicknames.
I'm
and these
sorry.
Names.
The text line is just getting me. We just got a text saying, I call my car Bingo because it's wrecked on all four corners.
Dang!
That's Glad. Funny.
That's
I'm
going to
start to need to call my Jeep that.
Yeah. Hannah's actually got her dream car like literally a month and a half ago, and we were just talking about it. It's got dings all over it. She's had nothing but problems.
Mm-hmm.
A homeless guy literally drove his car, his electric scooter right into it.
Yeah, rammed it.
The homeless magnet is what we're going to start calling Hannah's Jeep.
We got another text saying, I've had three cars, and each one of them has been named after a different Disney character. My first car was named Olaf. My second car was called Crush because I got into an accident 2 weeks after getting the car.
Oof.
like the turtle from Finding Nemo crush.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then my new car is named Storm after the race car in Cars 3.
Damn, that was really well played. There, wow. That's great. You're not the only one that's using like movie show references for the car name. Lori, what's your car named after?
Dark Green Soul, and his name is Fezzik. Its predecessors were Buttercup and Wesley.
From The Princess Bride, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Love it.
My favorite movie. My next car will be blue, named Indigo.
Look at you. Look at that. Princess Bride references. Love it.
Inconceivable.
Lizzie, what's your car named after?
It's actually my husband's car, and he named his Nissan Liam, like Liam Neeson.
Oh, I love
it. Genius.
Because he has a certain particular set of skills.
Yeah, when he tries to come and pick me up somewhere, he'll go, I will find you.
I was just going to say that.
That's awesome.
I was going to use his joke, but he's clearly gotten to it way more times than me.
I love that. Liam Neeson. That's great.
Kat, what's your car named after?
Well, I drive a van, so I call it Big Bertha.
Big Bertha. Respect. Here comes Big Bertha.
A lot of memories made
up
in that, I'm sure.
What the hell?
What? What was wrong with that?
I feel like
Big Bertha? That's fun.
I just felt like you were doing something in the van that you need to play pony for. That's what your reference was. Julie, what's your car named after?
We have two white cars, and they are Betty White and Blanche.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Respect that. Yeah. That wins. Anytime you can just have Betty White and just be keeping around with you everywhere, it's awesome. Like, hey, me and Betty White are coming. You're invited everywhere.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.